This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news from Europe today was dire, predictably dire, one might say. More forecasts about the continent's none-too-bright economic prospects. The European Commission cut its growth estimate for the European Union for this year and next. And to boot, there were some worrying numbers out of Germany as well. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The European Commission's forecast in the spring was far from sunny. Today it turned decidedly autumnal. Analyst David Owen.
At the moment, all the forward-looking indicators point down.
The Commission says the EU economy will shrink by a third of 1% this year, and next year it will barely haul itself out of recession. Bob McKee of Independent Strategy says it's the debt crisis taking its toll.
The driving down of the debt levels in the government sector is reducing the ability of the economy to grow and making things worse. So we're in a bit of a spiral there.
And most worryingly, Europe's locomotive is running out of steam. Germany's manufacturing output saw its sharpest fall in 6 months. The great export machine is sputtering, partly due to the slowdown in China. But David Owen of Jefferies International Bank says it's mainly because of those problems closer to home.
The weakness in the Eurozone economy is beginning to pull Germany back down again. And it's quite clear that Germany as well could be in danger of sliding back into recession.
And that's focusing European minds on the world's biggest locomotive on the other side of the pond. If the US falls off its fiscal cliff, it'll drag down Europe's fragile economy even further, making today's grim forecasts look rather rosy. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.